Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
What's going on, folks? This is DJ Dome Wrecker, the DomeWrecka, and welcome to the stage. This is a segment of On the Edge with Katie Barnett and Friends that I present to you twice a week. And, you know, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into some house grooves. I've been feeling house the last couple of weeks. You guys know I've been feeling house the last couple of weeks. And today I decided to select some records that I've never played together before. And as a matter of fact, I actually bought most of the records that I'm playing today. So, without further ado, let's go into the mix. We're going to start off with George Michael's Flawless, Go to the City. Let's go.
Oh.
Okay, folks, we are going to wrap things up. Once again, this was Welcome to the Stage with DJ Domewrecka, Domewrecka. Let's go ahead and run down the playlist that we had for today. We started off with the remix of Brandy's classic, What About Us, the Vault Remix, as I like to call it. Let's go right into Given by MK. This is the MK dub, MK aka Mark Kitchen, who did a great deal of house remixes during the 1990s. Awesome, awesome stuff. Donnell Jones, You Know That I Love You, the Peter Vila's Organic Club Mix, something that a lot of people don't get a chance to hear. Love Fool by the Cardigans. This is the Tease In Deep Mix. Tease meaning the legendary Todd Terry. And we finish things off with the Ramp Club Mix of Thinking of You by none other than Sister Sledge. Came out back in 1993. If you guys want to check my mixes, go to www.mixcloud.com/domewrecka, Domewrecka. If you want to email me, soundworksmediainc@gmail.com. And if you want to check a couple of mixes that you can download of mine right off the bat, go to www.soundcloud.com/domewrecka, and I have a couple of house mixes, exclusive house mixes, just for you guys. Shout-outs to my children, Tatiana, Holly, Haley, Olivia, Brandon, and Janessa. Dad loves you. And shout-out to my family. Shout-out to all my DJ buddies. Shout-out to Katie Barnett and friends. All right? You guys have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday. Peace.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show. Way to go, Domewrecka. You always delivering, dude, with a powerful punch. Okay, I'm your host, Katie Barnett, for those of you that's just tuning in, and I would like to start tonight's topic off with the Trayvon Martin trial, which I missed today, but I'm starting with that because this entire topic came from some extreme racist pages that were posted. Now, apparently, the people that got upset, okay, with these outrageous racial slurs and mimics to Trayvon's death, contacted the administration for Facebook and was told that these horrendous pages do not violate the community guidelines, okay? And therefore, they appreciate our concerns, but they cannot remove the pages because it doesn't violate any problems. No wonder. Any community guidelines. So we are trying to figure out what exactly are the guidelines for these social mediums. What exactly is the guideline? So, one of the things that a few of these protesters brought up was that if these horrendous pages were not offensive or in violation of the community guidelines or the community standards, then maybe these social media outlets should be raising their standards. Because as much as America has something called the freedom of speech should not be inciting hate. It should not be disrespectful to someone who lost their life, regardless of what the circumstances were. I think it should go to opinions of how you feel about a person, or you don't like a person, or you don't agree with a show, or you don't agree with a viewpoint. But to be outright disrespectful, when does it become a over the line move, a gone too far move? When does it become a gone too far move? Okay. So one of the things that took place is, as an example of something going a little too far, was the defense lawyer's daughter that is representing George Zimmerman. Okay, this is an example. In addition to the racial slurring page against Trayvon and showing this young man's dead body in a tree with a lynch mob rope, with calling him names that are similar to the slave master days of slurs, with calling him N-words, with saying horrible things about his death, which celebrating his death, which also uplifts Zimmerman, I guess, for doing a job well done in their mind. In addition to all of that, we have this defense lawyer's daughter, who, by the way, the defense lawyer didn't seem to be too upset with the fact that he's defending a grown man who took a boy's life. But with the same lax attitude that he had and the same disregard for the situation that he appears to have, that's exactly the way that he approached the situation with his daughter. Pretty much, as I've been saying all week, he pretty much brushed it off with a, gee, well, she was mortified, her account is deactivated, what's the problem, let's move on. And apparently the judge in the case didn't think it was something to bring up either, because it was never mentioned, and no one saw that who saw the trial that morning. So my question tonight is social media becoming more than just a reconnection to people or a gateway to marketing? Is it becoming a pure connection to hate? Okay. A couple of panelists are in on the line. I'm going to take my early intro break, and when I get back, we will start our discussions for tonight. So, of course, one of the things that I would like to bring up, I'm sorry, that I would like to play for this break is Jadakiss's why, because there is a question I would like to ask. Why are we going through all this? Why is it that people can't be respected for whoever they are, not because of who, what they're not, to other people? So, Jadakiss, do your thing, bro. I'll be back in four.
Survive. I'm so glad. As it relates to across America. Survive and now get on.
That real. Yo, why is Jadakiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gonna give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail. Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? A white man papa to get an Oscar. Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
All that I've been given is the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got them on up the highway. Why, oh why, gotta do me like that? Why, oh why, oh.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Katie Barnett. The Katie Barnett. That's me. I'm your host, guys. That was Jada Kiss's Why, and it was covering everything from the racism to the politics to the economic problems. Okay, so tonight's topic is social media becoming a connection to hate? Is it going a little above and beyond just becoming gateways to marketing, to business, and to reconnecting with your old flames, your old friends, your family members, whatever? One of the issues that was brought up to inspire this topic tonight was that in light of the Zimmerman trial, there have been quite a few racially overtoned, disrespectful pages that have been posted up there. And it has been against or in disrespect or in total dishonor to this boy's memory of Trayvon Martin and disrespectful to his family. Okay, those of you just joining in, these pictures were named Rest in Peace Trey Coon, Rest in Peace Trayvon. I believe, He Didn't Do Nothing, things to that effect. Part of it was trying to make accolades to the fact that, you know, Ebonics is a certain way, and Trayvon's death really was nothing. They had pictures of Obama, pictures of Rachel John Teal blown up like a monkey. They had Trayvon's dead body swinging. They had a picture of Arizona on one of them with Skittles and George Zimmerman shooting him up. There was even another page that was brought up today that was about supposedly it was a Caucasian woman who had a page that she was supposedly writing like a parody or a mock movie of what would happen between blacks if Zimmerman got acquitted. And it was very, very, very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. It was talking about how the reporters were coming out and all black people did was form a mob and throw things at the reporters' glass and windshield, and that they took a lot, and that they were talking about they're going to get some white stuff, and it was just totally outrageously disgusting. So a group of people on Facebook got together and decided that they were going to contact Facebook to have a request to remove these pages. So the first time, it was sent back that the pages were offensive and they took down the first one, only to find out that when we went back to go check, these pages were put up, the same pages with a different name, and then we were told by Facebook that it did not violate any community standards, or it did not incite racism, or it did not incite any violence, according to their community standards. So my question is, should their community standards be higher, and how far does a person have to go for it to violate standards? Has this become now a gateway to an open gateway to hate? Our first caller is in on the line. I'm going to bring him in right now. Welcome to the On the Edge show, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Katie. How are you? God bless
you. Oh, hi, Mr. Williams. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Okay, are you listening in, sir?
Yes, I've been listening in. It's really, it kind of makes me sad to be an American, to say that I am an American, to see some of the stuff that's been going on Facebook and it's all having to do with hate, and it's geared towards a young black man that was gunned down by a racist, I don't want to mix words, but I don't want to call anybody out of their name, so I'll just go ahead and call him a man that had hate in his heart. And there's no way that you could not see that from the evidence going and listening to the trial and everything. So it's a very sad day for the U.S. of A. Especially if this man is convicted of first-degree murder. I don't want to hear about second degree. I don't want to hear about manslaughter. This was outright first-degree murder.
I believe that, and I believe it was premeditated.
Yes. He had time enough to think about what he was doing. And plus, he was instructed several times not to get out of his car and to pursue the young man. But he had his mind made up already.
Well, the evidence makes it sound like a progressive action. It was progressive from start to finish. He didn't stop not once, and when he couldn't find, according to one of his own recounts of the situation, when he couldn't find Trayvon, he waited in his car till he could. And then the different accounts came where, what exactly was Trayvon doing? Well, first he was coming at him, then he went to go find the street that supposedly he's been a watch captain for 2 years and didn't know where the street was. Then he was, then Trayvon came out of bushes out of nowhere. Oh, no, not the bush. He just was standing in the middle of this open, grassy area. And I didn't see him until the last minute, Your Honor.
Yeah, right.
The question tonight is this. Now, I think, I don't know if you heard, but a group of people all got together, okay, because there have been about 3 or 4 pages directly related to disrespecting, dishonoring, and spewing hate. And racial hate, to top it off, okay, against Trayvon Martin, specifically about Trayvon Martin, and then they started adding other black icons in on this, okay?
Yes.
So what was said first by this group was that we want this removed because it's offensive, it's racially saturated, it's a disrespect to Trayvon Martin's murder, okay? It's a disrespect to what's going on, and we already have to endure the horrific lawyer legal process of this trial. So what happened was they all got together, and more than 100 people petitioned Facebook to take these pages down. So the first time, the one that said "Rest in Peace, Trey Boone," it was called, okay, which showed a picture of Trayvon's dead body hanging from a lynch rope in an old-fashioned plantation setting.
Yes.
And it showed him on the floor. There was another one of the witnesses, the young witness that testified for Trayvon, Rachel Dantino, looking like a monkey and very, very, like, puffed up. Then they had Obama, pretty much like a caricature. So it was like, oh, you clearly saw what it was about, you know? Then there's some of the racial comments that was made in the Facebook wall was just outrageous. So we all got together and we signed a petition and we wrote to Facebook. So the first reply was the person has been informed but not told by who, and the page has been removed. They went back there the first time. It was just that it looked like it was down, just that the people who complained was blocked. Then it was down, but it came up as another name. Then we got told that it did not violate any community standards or incite any type of offense. Really? 150 people signed the same petition for the same page, but it didn't incite any offensive graphic material?
Sure.
The fact that this boy is a young black boy that was shot down at 17 unarmed by a man that is clearly a racist, that clearly had a progressive hatred towards specifically blacks. This is not a conspiracy theory talking. This is what was said in recorded messages to 911 once a month, patternistically.
Yeah. What does that say about Facebook for them to make a comment like that about it's not offensive to anyone? What is that saying about Facebook?
Or MySpace, for that matter, or Instagram.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anybody say a thing about this defense lawyer's daughter making a mockery out of not only Trayvon, but this other non-Caucasian witness?
Yes. When have you ever seen justice being screwed out and carried out the way it is today and in this situation, and it's being allowed by a judge that is sitting on a bench? He should have reprimanded that attorney. As a matter of fact, he should have had him removed from the case.
I believe that too. And I think that in any other case or in any other type of victim or perpetrator, it would have been.
Believe me, if he had been the other complexion of skin color as ours, he would have been removed day one. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's such an atrocity that with all that we have supposed to have evolved into and come into our own with,
yes,
that this country once stood for, that it's almost like having a more technologically advanced version of what we fought for.
Yes.
And it's not so much just about Martin Luther King or anything. It's about any type of prejudice, period, because Martin Luther King may have started off fighting for black rights, but he definitely meant equality for all.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to make a comment on that also. Our past leaders that are no longer here with us, ones that were assassinated, or maybe they might have just passed on by natural causes, we no longer can look at the things that they did. It is up to us, to the people that are still living here in today's society, for us to stand up and create new leaders. Because the leaders that are no longer here with us, they created a foundation for us to stand on. And it seems like nobody is stepping forward and voicing and standing on the mountaintop and shouting about the unjust that is going on in today's society. Where are our leaders? You know, I see a lot of comments being made on Facebook about some of the things that's going on with the Trayvon Martin deal about the racism is making them sick. Don't let it make you sick. Let it motivate you. Let it motivate you to stand up and to march and be heard and let people know that we're not accepting this anymore. I don't call for people to be violent. We can do this in a peaceful march. We can all gather together. We can all get together and do million man marches and such like that. And when we come to a situation like this, why aren't we marching? Why aren't we sitting on those court steps and letting them know that we are not satisfied with the way things are going?
It is a sad question. It's a sad reality. You know, you're right. They laid a foundation. They laid a foundation so that their future generations wouldn't have to endure the same pain and disgusting ignorance and blockades that they had to do.
Right. It's the same way with the Bible. The Bible was left here as a book of instruction for us on how we should live our lives. And those same people that are no longer with us, that were killed, that were shot down because of racism, they left a foundation for us to follow too. You know,
yes.
And it seems like a lot of us are missing the whole point. We want to run around and just run our mouths and act ignorant. And it's time to stop walking around with our eyes wide shut. It's long overdue. It's long overdue. We are a very powerful people, and we need to start showing that power and coming together in one unified front. It's all long overdue, people. It's time to wake up. Let's do this thing. Let's stop talking about it. Let's do this.
It's true. There's something, you know, we spoke about this, and Facebook, MySpace, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, you know, LinkedIn, all of these things. What do we do? You know, we all have a choice on how we present ourselves on these places. We spoke about how Facebook was being used for employment searches, which we didn't agree with. And at the same token, you know, just like one of the previous panelists had said, if she's working as a nursing aide and she gets on Facebook and says something as stupid as "these old ladies make me sick, I feel like throwing them down the stairs," that would be a pretty dumb thing to say on a public network. But at the same token, we were speaking about how it wouldn't be fair for employers to determine whether you'd make a good 9-to-5 candidate based on something you do after 5. So in the same token, why don't we have the right to say to these Facebook moderators or these MySpace moderators that we would prefer? It's the same thing as saying that if somebody is on Facebook stating that they like young girls and they're having pictures of young girls in bikinis, you know, or in skimpy underwear or skimpy outfits being posted as part of a photo shoot place, explain to me then, how would that not violate standards?
Yes.
That's bordering on criminal and illegal. I'm not talking about photographers that got pictures of grown models that just happen to do exotic things. I'm talking about if you have children dressed in lipstick like beauty pageant and they're walking around with skimpy outfits.
Yes.
And you're a grown person posting these things. If somebody saw that and it looks a certain way, why is it that something that's sexually, let me see, if something that borders on sexual molestation in by appearances would be considered something that's offensive and needs to be taken down or reported to the police? Yet something that's raised that can incite a riot, that can get someone killed because of ignorance among everyone. Why is it that that's not considered offensive? I have another panelist coming in. Just hang on 1 second. Welcome to the On the Edge Show, caller. You on the air?
Hello. Hey, this is Sherry. How are you?
Hiya, Sherry. Well, welcome to the show, hon.
Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
God bless you and your family.
Hey, same to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just a little worked up, but it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I heard you. My phone has been messing up here lately. I'm going to try to hang in as long as I can.
Okay.
Well, Sherry, I would like to once again thank you for your open movement on starting this thing. And tonight's topic, as you know, is inspired by the movement that you made. Now, of course, you know what we're talking about, so let's hear your thoughts on the situation, of course.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. It should be regulated. And I tried to send you an article today that Sheva sent me, a lady sent me, and it was about Mark Zuckerman, and it was from a blog called Whiskey and in the Morning, I think it is. Like I said, my computer crashed this morning, and I had to have my hard disk replaced, so I can't, and my phone is acting up. But it was about basically what we're trying to make everybody see. It's about he's still privatized as his, I guess, the people that monitor the site. Some are for, I guess, whatever's going on. Basically, is they do what they want to do. They take down the ones they want to come. They leave the ones up that they want to leave up. It's not a real regulation because it's still, I didn't know, they were privatized.
Well, as I was saying earlier, this is where it gets tricky. You know, they said the first time that we tried this, they said that it was going to be removed, and it did violate certain standards and guidelines. They said this, and they took the page down, or so we thought. But now we found out that the same page was just redone with a new profile picture and a different title.
Yeah.
But pretty much the same content either was canceled by SCP or just recopied. So,
yeah.
Pretty much, and then some new things were added, because I saw the second page. And I was sickened by it, but at the same token, my sickness means I have a mouth for it. So now
yeah.
What happens is that then all the subsequent attempts that we've been making has turned out to be negative responses. Now, see, the sad part about this is that us going out there to talk about it from a humanitarian aspect, from a humanity standpoint, that's not going to get them. But going around to the people that fund them and make them richer on their big yacht butts, that's what's going to hurt them, and that's what's going to make them make a stand. It's sort of like that story in the Bible about the widow that kept going to the king to ask for mercy on the taxes that they were putting on her family. He didn't care. She prayed to God that they would ease up, and she went to the king. She prayed to God, she went to the king. She went to the king, and the king got tired of hearing her mouth, not that he cared about her situation. So because she prayed to God, God gave her that through him just being annoyed with her and wanting her to go away. So it seems like that's the way we're going to have to approach this, that it's not about us going to them and saying, please, can't you see this is disrespectful. This little boy died. This kid got shot. His mother lost a child. Because they don't give a flying flint about that. What they care about is what comes in their pockets and their bank account.
Yeah.
And that's a very sad situation to deal with.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now what happened was, I don't know, and I was trying to find the article today, but for some reason the service kept going down. There was somebody who did the same thing on Facebook in reverse. They found a Caucasian child high-profile murder that was done by a black perpetrator, okay? And they put it up, and they put up the page just the same way the Rest in Peace Trayvon, the Rest in Peace Trey Boone page was, and they made fun of her. And you know what? Facebook wrote this person back demanding that they take it down.
Sure, sure.
So tune in to the next follow-up show about what that's going to happen. So now we're trying to wonder what's going on there. Exactly what we thought would happen is what would happen.
Yeah.
Granted, the little girl was a lot younger than Trayvon, but big whoop. Big whoop because you know something? It was a child that got killed by somebody that shouldn't have been there. A hate
yeah.
crime as well? Is that what they were trying to spin on? The question is, do you feel that these social medias are now becoming just an open gateway connection to hatred?
Well, my opinion, I feel that. I really do. And there needs to be some type of limitations put on them or something. There needs to be some type of guidelines that they need to follow.
Well,
yeah, they need to follow the guidelines they put up there to start with. They don't care. It's like, well, okay, I don't like this page, so I'll take this down. But this
mm-hmm.
page should be okay. Like, they removed a breast cancer awareness page. So someone said it was offensive. But they'll leave a picture of Rachel and like Jabba, looking like Jabba the Hutt. Now, that's fine.
Yeah.
They take it down.
That's the
problem. It makes no sense to me.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? When it comes to the minorities, it's like, oh, well, they're just minorities, and we can do what we want and how we want.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it was to my attention, the minorities, they spend quite a bit of money on advertising.
Yes, they do.
The advertising that come up on you when you pull your Facebook page up, that comes up every few seconds, change.
Yes.
You know, they pay Facebook for how many looks it gets. So someone suggested to me that we boycott let the advertisers know that we're going to boycott them too, that we're going to be boycotting Facebook because of what they're doing, and you're paying them for this being on their page, putting your advertisement on someone's page.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an idea also.
Well, now here's the question. If they're saying that they have community guidelines, right? And we
mm-hmm.
feel that something like this, which it is, in any, you know, I don't care what kind of, you know, let's be real. It doesn't matter what type of situation was going on. This doesn't necessarily have to be about a trial or Trayvon's death. Now, here's what I mean by that. Let's say that you're just a non-Caucasian or even a Caucasian couple sitting in a restaurant, and somebody of a different race came in and called you a racial slur in the restaurant simply because they walked up and didn't like what they saw. Wouldn't that be just as offensive? And it's insightful. It's inflammatory. Okay? This is the same exact principle. So it's okay for them to post something that's consistently posted, publicized, displayed, that people get to click on and see in a Google search, that gets to see in a Facebook search, in a MySpace search. If the guidelines accept that, but they do have guidelines, then perhaps maybe not to take off Facebook down or whatever, but to make them raise their standards. Make them raise it to the point where, no, you're allowed to say X, Y, and Z, but that type of stuff is just too much.
Like you said, it didn't matter if it was a black child or a white child or green child, purple child. However you depict that child in a racist way, in a disrespectful way, in an inhuman way, it shouldn't be allowed.
Amen.
Exactly. I'm not just talking about one race. I'm talking about every race out here. Just like I went to the Chimp Out because someone told me that they were going to put my face on the Chimp Out page for their trolling play. So I've been checking for that. And I went on there and I seen where some said that, excuse me, niggers are moving to my neighborhood.
Oh, geez.
And they have two sons. That's not the killing part. They was like, and I have two teenage dogs, and if I don't keep them baboons and coons, I end up with mixed grandchildren. And then my property value then went down. So somebody found it and said, well, you never know. Anything can happen that'll make them move the house and catch on fire, anything that they'll have to move. I mean, and this is just out blatant. This where you. And I'm like, what?
Well, perhaps maybe we should go to the FCC and write to them about such things. Because you know what? If they're saying anything could happen and a fire could happen and a fire should happen and somebody dies, there you go. But did anybody tell those ignorant people that the word nigger is no longer is like an old thing to say, and that nigger actually means ignorant, and them doing it makes them white?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, Kay, you would not believe at all the, since this is, you know, this came across my computer, and the way things happen, I have checking for them, not just on Facebook, just checking break pages, period. You would not believe some of the things. Like, they have one called Angry White Bitch.
I was thinking about something. Yeah, you're breaking up just a slight bit, but. Go ahead.
My phone, I don't know what's going on. What did you say now?
Okay, yeah, there's like a little buzzing in your background, so just speak up a little bit above it, okay?
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, well, I said it's another page called Angry White Bitch, and she has how she worked for customer service, how she hated working for customer service, and she knew a black girl that called in about her beer because her name was LaQuisha and stuff like that, and how her and a couple of her coworkers would sit back and talk about how them lazy black bitch, all the kids would sit around and talk about that, then call in and want to complain about not paying their stuff like that. Now, you're working with the public now, and this is how you really feel it. And they have pages. I mean, it's pages and pages and pages of things like this. So I think you're right. You know, going to the SEC, I think that's right. I think that will be a good
start. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I was starting to think that what they normally do is try to run us off. So what we need to do is stand up and stay right there and be a big, prominent group, not to riot, not to go torching people like them cowards do,
yeah,
but to stand up and fight the same way that our previous leaders did, only we get to stand up for ourselves a little bit more strongly if we have to. But the thing
and you
is,
know,
yes, go
ahead. And you know, my thing is, I ask myself, okay, I would, where does the NAACP stand on this issue that we're seeing on Facebook? Because I know for a fact that they do have a page themselves, and they have to be seeing this. And I can't understand why they haven't had a reaction or some type of comments about this, or our well-known Mr. Al Sharpton, he hasn't stepped out, or what we have, my opinion, what we have today are plastic leaders.
Mm.
They are so stuck on themselves, they're worried about themselves and what they can put into their pocket instead of the real interests and the common well-being of our race of people. You know, it's really scary now, because it used to be like more out in the open years ago, the racism, but now it's kind of scary because it's kind of held like back in the background. But sometimes once it is out front, it's out there so quickly that you it'll make your head spin. It's like, well, wow, where did that come from? I thought we were supposed to be past this, but that's not the case anymore. We have to be extra, extra careful. And like I said, keep our eyes open and keep our minds open, and let's all, we have to come together on one unified front. That's very important. That is very important. You have other races of people. Look how close-knitted they are. What is wrong with us?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you another thing. It's not just our leaders politically, Deacon. Our church leaders have been failing big time, too. And
yes, they have.
I don't think that in this particular case, the leaders are aware of it yet. It hasn't hit the live wire yet because, frankly, the protest has been locally on Facebook, if you know what I mean. But once it starts going national, that's when we have to start pegging the NAACP and Al Sharpton, who, by the way, completely disappointed me in his attendance with this Trayvon Martin trial. He just now popped his little head up from somewhere. But I will say that I think once this starts to go global or starts to go national, where a bigger noise is being made about it, Sherry, I'm really talking to you about this, okay? Once a bigger noise has been made, once a more publicized, scream is being made, that's when we're going to have to start saying, now you know, what are you going to do about it? So it's our job to bring this to their attention, because listen, I've seen a bunch of idiots on Facebook. Don't get me wrong. I've seen silly, ignorant pages. But this is even boiling my blood, and I can take a lot. Because this is blatant, outright stuff, and I think that the cowards behind it is enjoying the negative reaction that they're getting. The fact that Sherry's enraged, and I'm enraged, and you're enraged, they're loving that because they have nothing better to do. So they're going to keep on making new ones to see how much more they can make us react. But they don't seem to understand that this group that's reacting is not going to do the thing that they want them to do in a puppeteer-style way. Okay? But this has to be nationalized and publicized in some way. It really does. So what do we do now? Now we need to start taking screenshots the same way I think it was Herculano was doing, Sherry?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now we got to start taking screenshots and emailing these guys, because now there's 3, 4, and 5 pages up after several different denial letters from Facebook administrators. Frankly, Sherry, I don't think real people are reading it. I think it's an auto-generated, just enough time to make it look real, response from somebody who's not even in the office.
I don't think, it's not even that. Like, I reported this today, and I'm like, well, I'm going to watch this clock and see how long it takes and see if they're actually going through it. Do you know 3 minutes later, I got a response that they're not violating the community standards?
Honestly, I am a computer student, and I do know how they can do that. They can set it up to that it looks and appears like there's a live person there actually taking your concerns. And 3 minutes is not enough time for them to go look and read through everything that's being said and done, looking at pictures and come back with that response. Because
yeah,
if
it took me 15 minutes, and I didn't even get off the page. And
thank
I was
you.
On it 15 minutes.
So they have some automatic robots that just been typed in some keyword commands to look for, because that's what they're doing. They gave them some keyword comparison categories to look at, and whatever came in, they look, click, let me send it back. I don't believe that there's not one live person there. You can't even get live support on Facebook if you notice. Everything when you click the helpline comes through some frequently asked questions that they have there. And when it came down to Facebook started having people get their accounts hacked, there was not one live technical support person that you can go to. So our letters are not getting to Facebook. It's going to hit Mark Zuckerberg when it goes live and it goes national. And when he starts seeing it the same way when he started having all these IPO stuff happening, that he started to pay attention because more people started investing than there were shares to offer. Okay, so that's when he's going to start being up and start noticing. Understand, this was just a too rich little boy that had an idea and it went national, went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's
right now I think he's going to start getting a couple of reality checks because you can't just have your name on something big like that, especially in the world of technology, and think that it's supposed to be okay.
Yeah.
But this type of stuff cannot, because he is the person, he is the brand name on this product. He is. He is the face of Facebook.
Yes,
so this,
he is.
This stuff happening now, no matter who's running it, no matter which automated computers are pretending to be tech supports, he's responsible for what comes out the same way Shawnee O'Neal was for Basketball Wise when we were speaking about the reality shows. It doesn't matter what goes on behind the scenes. What the public sees is you.
Yeah.
So right now,
and
they go ahead, sweetie.
They need to have more regulations on their privacy policies, because if you know how to grow the information, you can find out where a person works, where they live. You can get their pictures of their children. Because I know when you go to someone's page on Facebook and you're not their friend, you're not supposed to be able to see nothing but their profile picture.
Exactly.
Someone told me that they went in my page after snatched a bunch of pictures of mine. How can you do that?
Right, exactly.
When I signed up for this, you weren't supposed to share my information with the party and things like this. And then now, today, they're getting ready to create a new look for the page or something like that, a faster way to share pictures, things like that. But
well,
you got to look at. You're not protecting people's privacy at all.
Well, you might have to go into your settings and check it again and then make sure that, you know, nobody can really see your page. But you're right. Nobody's supposed to be able to just bring you.
Okay, I did that. When I got that threat, I did that. I made sure my things was. I started deleting my pictures. And I wish I had done it before, but when I went to check, nothing had changed. All my settings were still the same.
You know what I want? After the show, you do me a favor and you inbox me, all right, so I can give you something else. But I will tell you, that you're not supposed to be able to, because this is a by request only type connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not supposed to be. Well, to be honest with you, Sherry, I had the same problem. You and I recently became connected, but I'm gonna let you know I had. 3 different occasions where there was a person that inboxed me that's not even part of my Friends of Friends network. They were totally out of the country, away from anything I know, and away from anything I've accepted. And I've got people that inbox me. Like I said, started out with, you know, I'm attracted to your Christianity and your spirituality and your humanity and the things that you do and the fact that you're a strong woman and you're this. I got all that. And then toward the end of it, it went into, I would like your number because I think you're sexy. And, oh, my God, your daughter, the one that's in the picture with you, is definitely following in her mother's beauty DNA footsteps.
Mm. Yeah,
so I definitely wasn't Christian when I replied to this person and deleted them. Then I went on Facebook and I put like a 3-paragraph long status about the situation. I don't pick friends because of, you know, just by looks. I pick friends by what they can offer to what I'm trying to do on Facebook. I pick friends by who they know on my network. So I don't really select friends if I don't know who they are. Now, on my public pages, my business pages, it's open to the public, but even then, after a certain amount of violations to others on my circle, they'll get deleted or blocked or administratively warned. Because if I'm going to be on my publicist agency page or on my radio show page, if it's open to the public and other listeners are posting and somebody posts to another listener in a disrespectful manner, first they're going to get warned that that's a little bit too much and, you know, you should apologize or tone it back or kindly keep it clean. And if after that that doesn't happen, then I'm going to find a way to keep that person off the page.
Yeah.
Because that's my brand. It's what I have to do, and it's up to me. It looks bad on my business. So I have to be responsible. So Zuckerberg has to pick up and understand that this is not, it's not about you sending complaints like this. You know something? Like I said, inbox me. Based on what you said, I'm going to test the theory with that. But honestly, and trust me, I will investigate. Everybody's livelihood is on the line here. Everybody's right to be people is on the line here. And we are giving this man a service by logging on to his product. Whether the advertisers are paying it or not, they're paying it based on the fact that there are millions of people that are using the service.
Yes.
So that is... I think that I lost Sherry. Sherry, call back in, dear. Okay, so you were saying, sir.
No, I was agreeing with everything that you said. It's really difficult to put your finger on just exactly. I don't know. These people that's running these Facebook pages, Twitter, and whatever else you may have out here, they have to be held accountable, especially when it affects somebody else. I mean, it's just you have to be heartless type of people, you know. And if we're supposed to be moving forward as a country, we're taking too many steps backwards, and that's a scary situation. There's not a lot of things that our people are willing to accept these days, and I would just hate to see what the outcome would be if something was to break out violently, and I don't want to see that.
Honestly, it is. Well, we will be reiterating our message to the teen listeners. We do not want you out there violating your own self-respect with riots.
Yes.
Because honestly, one of the racist things that came up was a mockery, okay, was a mockery, supposed script, okay, that was being, I don't know, how do you call this? It was supposed to be like a movie of what would happen if Zimmerman gets acquitted, okay? So
yeah.
What happened was, they wrote how, like I said, that the first thing blacks would do would go out and mob. The second thing they would do was destroy the reporter's vans and windshield. The third thing they would do was try to rape a white woman.
And that's unnecessary, very much so.
Which
very
is
much
why
so.
It's very important that they understand that we are not an ignorant, silly, unable or incapable of expressing ourselves in a communicative manner.
Mm-hmm.
Group of people.
And you know, it's sort of disappointing is that you have your Katie and friends broadcasting, and I can't see any reason why you're not over flooded with callers right now. I mean, see, and that's another point I like to make about our people. Why do we sit back and don't say anything? This is an opportunity to voice our opinions and have a voice out here. That's why God bless you with this broadcast, you know. And I hope there are people listening, and I hope your line start going off the wall, because we should all be speaking out, standing up together on this situation. Because you never can tell. The next situation comes up like this could be even worse. You know? And look at all the situations that's going on in the world. People walking into public places and shooting up the place and killing people. And those situations is black and whites involved. Look what happened in Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, there are very sick people out there that not only need psychiatric help, but they more than anything, they need prayer.
Indeed.
So we all need to get on a united front and just, the only thing that I could say, we can't lean on man anymore. We need to start back and get back to leaning on the Creator, who's in control of everything. If we can all get into a unified prayer, that would be awesome.
One of the things that I had brought up in a previous show when I was doing the week against youth degradation was the responsibilities. I mean, we've been talking and pointing fingers strictly at political leaders, but a higher authority are the church leaders. And the church leaders are not out there just as angry and sickened by this as we are. And I'm so tired of seeing TV ministries. I'm so sick of seeing these outrageous Creflo Dollar type ministries asking for money and giving you prayer cloths and giving you oil bottles when God didn't say anything like that is really a blessed event.
No.
Matter of fact, Jesus came to the world humbled as anything.
Yes.
He came humbled, a carpenter's son, dusty sandals, washed other people's feet. So where are these people dressed up with these platinum blings and these whole things and talking about that the only way to get a blessing and to be blessed is for you to donate to God's church when it's not God's church, it's theirs. So the whole thing is that take some of that money and actually put it back into all the budget cut programs that's been taken away.
Hello?
Stop sending your own people to charter schools and private schools that nobody gives a darn about. Stop letting them keep on labeling your children as special ed children or something that needs a bipolar disorder.
Right.
This is the problem. And the fact is that all those people who are less civilized than we are get to organize themselves. Because why? They reinvest into their own.
Right.
While we're so busy thinking everybody's a scam artist. And that's just the whole thing. So now while we're busy fighting among each other, there's people like this on Facebook talking about some poor black child that got killed is worse being ridiculed even in death. And there's, like you said, not a damn soul calling in to be upset about it. That's very sad. Because it's like
it
we should give ourselves our own being submissive power.
Yes. I am in total agreement.
Church leaders need to step it up. Our political leaders need to step it up. They work for us, and they're supposed to be in place to give our people some empowerment. They are supposed to be. And understand, those of you that are listening, this is not a race comment. This is about everybody has a particular need and customized situation, and there are people that are supposed to be in place to make sure that particular group gets their empowerment. There are certain things that can only happen for Latinas. There's certain things that can only happen for the Asians. There are certain things in communities that happen because it's a cultural thing, and everybody's entitled to a bite of this mighty apple.
Yes.
So there are people in place that have to try to fend off and block and defend those that are trying to make sure that those people don't get their peace. So for those of you that are sitting up here just listening to the race part of it, kindly open your eyes a little wider and look at the channel broadly.
Yes.
Look at the channel broadly. And teens, I'm going to tell you again, because a few of you that have been looking on your page and still didn't get the message. Rioting is not the answer. It's ignorant. It's ignorant, and you guys are proven ignorant. We are already battling ignorance in that courtroom and everywhere else and on pages that are on Facebook disrespecting you. Don't give them fuel to their own fire by rioting. There's a panelist coming in. If I give me a minute. Welcome, Paula. You're on the air with you on the Ed Show.
How you doing, Katie? This is Terrence.
Hey, Terrence. Long time.
I'm all right. I've been listening to the show, and I wanted to add a couple comments in, if I may.
And you just got to speak up doing it, but you're absolutely welcome.
Okay.
All right. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, brother? You all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging in there.
Okay. One of the comments I wanted to make was, see, we was talking about how, you know, black people don't step up and all of those things. See, it's a reason why. It's a reason why we're scattered about like we are, because we are the custodians of the planet. We are the only race that's on all four corners of the earth. We are the custodians of the earth. That's why we're here and we're there and we're everywhere. Now, as far as unification, we have to understand what this Facebook and all of this internet is about. This is the tool of the devil.
Yes, it is.
That's strictly what it is. Now, I'm not saying it is good. You have to find it. But it's more bad than good. We have to understand that everything is set up against us. I was just looking the other day on TV where this Mexican girl, illegal alien, graduated from college with no social security number. I'm like, wow, how did she get loans? How did she get by?
Yeah.
But everything is set up against us. We have to understand that. That's why every corner store in our neighborhood, they're not black. They're Asian, they're Mexican, they're Chinese. That's to take our dollars out of our neighborhood and send them across seas.
And who's
our dollars,
that?
I heard you say before, Katie, our dollars are very powerful.
Who's,
and if
who's
we can get
that,
our money coming into a triangle, then, you know, we can increase it tenfold and do good things in our neighborhood, but we don't. So that's
whose fault is that, though?
Huh?
Whose fault is that?
It's partly our fault, but it's not our fault because the powers that be said it this way. Because right now on my Facebook page, if you post any video, I cannot get it on my Facebook page. I have to get on Facebook, go to YouTube, and look it up. I can't just, you know what I mean? I can't just go to the video because I went to too many good sites, and I posted too many good videos from YouTube on my page. So now every link is broken. I understand that. I don't get mad at it. I know it's the powers that be. They want the Trey Kuhn or whatever. They say they want those pages out there. They want them. That's just, we got to understand that. And also, my last point, I have to say, we have to stop looking for a leader. There is no more leaders. We can't look for a political leader. We can't look for a spiritual leader. Everybody got their hand out. So when the powers that be come knocking at their door and say, hey, cut that good stuff out. I'm going to give you this money, and you just, you know, preach about whatever, whatever. And that's what happened. You know, you really can't be mad at black people. We're at the bottom of the barrel. We're scraping the barrel. So we, you know, you've been broke all your life, and they come offer you a couple billion to shut your mouth. So I'm not mad at them. Like I said, we can't look to nobody. We have to look to ourselves.
I'm in agreement with some things, but as far as looking for a leader, we have our leader. We have our leader. We come into this world with a leader, And if we and if we lean on him, that's all the only leader that we need. If we are led by him, that's all we need. But see,
everybody's looking for man,
right?
Yeah,
and that's not the one to lean on. You know, they want to stress, oh, we got a black president. I don't care about a black president. He's just a man, just like I am. And it's just like some of these leaders of the churches. They're nothing but a man, just like I am.
I would like to interject here, gentlemen, for 1 minute. I agree, Terrence, and I agree, Deacon Williams, on both. Yes, maybe there aren't leaders as they should be anymore, but let me explain the problem that I believe we still have. Regardless of what the obstacles are, regardless of what we've known for years, that anything we want to try to get is not going to be easy. We've already got 3 steps to jump through before we get to that one step that the other. My problem is people have gotten too lax in that theory, not tried at all, and that's the problem. It's not that – I'm not saying that it's going to be easy just because we're fighting, because a fight isn't easy anyway. I'm saying that it's gotten to the point where too many people are using that darn excuse, and I'm really tired of it. I'm really tired of hearing it because you know what? Nothing beats failure but a try, and that came from a former panelist on here.
Yeah.
Nothing beats failure but a try. Okay, and I'm no matter what, and if you get so many cliches come out. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again. This didn't come from the world. This came from stuff that Jesus said in the Bible. Just that those people that don't want to believe in Jesus turned it around to make it a philosophical thing. All right, the ones that got to fight the most is the ones that need to fight. Just like, you know what, we're speaking about the fact that we lost our Christian connection. Absolutely. Well, guess what? The prodigal son, what was the rule behind that? God said that the ones that need to be taught, that need to be cared for and loved more is the ones that are lost. Because the ones that already know him already are covered and safe. It's the ones that don't know him. So let me explain this to you. If we are the race that has all the opportunities but have to fight to get to the first step, we need to fight. And the day we start fighting is the day that we lose. Not saying that we're going to get everything, but the day we stop fighting is the day we lose.
You know what? Everybody's got a computer. Everybody's online right now. It only takes 5 minutes to hit up your local congressman. It only takes 5 minutes off the computer. And just if we get 100,000 people to hit up the same congressman, believe me, we'll blow their servers up and we will get stuff done. But see, we want to have 10 people to call so that they can just ignore us. But see, that's the way it was set up, Katie. You got to understand that to save yourself a little grief in doing this process, because we got to know that, you know, when the doors get shut on most people, they're going to give up. It's going to take people like me, you, and the deacon, and other people to go through the door first.
That's what I'm saying, Terrence. That's what I'm talking about. I told you, listen, we have a strike against us already just being who we are. Okay, you have 2 strikes against you for being a black man, Let me say that, a black man. Okay, I have a 3 strikes against me because I'm a woman of double minority.
For sure.
So walking out there, I already know. But am I going to sit there? Listen, I've got a mouth that could possibly get me shot one day because people don't like to hear certain things, and I'll say it. You know, but what I'm saying to you is, do you stop fighting? You don't stop fighting. You don't. And like you said, maybe it does take somebody who's a little stronger than the other person, a little more bold than the other person to do it. Because you know what? If everybody was strong and could stand up for themselves, you wouldn't need a leader.
That's right.
You wouldn't need a leader. You wouldn't need something for people to follow. And half the people in the world wouldn't be able to be conned into stuff. But there's a reason why God didn't make everybody to have all of the talents in the world or all of the powers in the world. There's a reason why everybody is unique and able to contribute to the big picture in their own way.
Right.
And until we start saying, I had enough of this, okay, does it mean that you're going to get the 6 liquor stores on the corner shut down tomorrow? No. But anything that's going to happen overnight is going to be not is not going to be worth having. Understand what I'm saying to you? It's that stuff that
that's
you
true.
Work long and hard for that pays off. Because that's the stuff that you will consistently work for. But I'm trying to find out, when do we start saying that our integrity and our humanity is not for sale? When do we start saying that? When do we say it enough? I am so sick and tired of people telling me, well, a black man ain't got a chance anyway. A black woman ain't going to get nowhere. So
that's
what?
A cop-out. That's a cop-out.
It really is. You're
not going to get anywhere in somebody else's vehicle, so drive your own damn car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it. If it's not going to work their way, then do it your way and make a damn difference. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because there's always an opportunity. When I was in sales, I found everybody to be a customer, even the ones that people would walk by and hold their nose and keep going. There was a customer in everybody for me because there was always something that my product could do for anybody. That's the way I felt. I didn't make very much money with it. Don't anybody go thinking I was rich or anything. But just the idea of trying. Okay?
You know,
just the idea of trying. Knowing that I was selling something I believed in and I was giving it to somebody who would make a difference for. As long as you've got a dream and you've got a goal and you've got a drive, you'll never go wrong. You can never go wrong. Even if everything you try fails the first two times. You have to keep trying again. That is what we lack. Everybody's looking for what they could get that they could see, feel, look at, show off, and do for the next one. They don't care that in the next 5 minutes, that style is going to be updated to something else, and you're going to be back in the old school style, according to the next new version. iPhone 3, remember it was iPhone, then the iPhone 2, then the 3, 4, and 5, and I think if they're going to 6 now, then after certain numbers, they start calling it letters. It's going to be the iPhone DXL. Nintendo did the same thing.
Yeah.
Everything that they got, it didn't even take a few years before the next one was already in place. And now what they just bought needs to be sold because it's old school.
Yeah.
You know what, DK? I really feel you. We need to get our spirituality back. That's the key right there, man. Because, you know, I told my kids, I said, you know what, kids? I love y'all, but I love God more. So, if y'all make me choose between you and God, then, you know, guess what? I'm sorry, but I'm choosing God. And that's that's the thought pattern that we got to have to get us out of this rut we're in as a people. Because so many of our people are selling us down the river for gold and trinkets and whatnot. That, like I said earlier, we can't rely on people. We have to do things on our own. That's why I give so much love to you, Katie. I'm always speaking you up, trying to bring more listeners I can to you, you know, intelligent people, you know what I mean? So we can get together like this in a forum. We will connect. We will come up with some ideas that we can start implementing in our own neighborhood. See, that's one big thing. I stay in Atlanta. We got 7 or 8, 2-3 million dollar churches down here, but I don't see none of them in the neighborhood. None of them.
No.
No. Because they are
in violation of the word of God because states that you are supposed to go out into the world. Not stand behind those four walls of the church.
Isn't that what Jesus did? He fed people. He clothed people.
Isn't that what he did?
So how can you speak upon what he's doing and you not trying to do that? And like my one friend said, they come in the neighborhood once every other month and they give food away. Well, that food is given to them. So don't give them big kudos for that. You know what I mean? What I said a few segments ago, a few shows ago, we need to see something. As a people, we've been crumpled on so long, we need to see it and touch it and feel it before we can get behind it. Because if you remember the march on Selma, when Martin Luther King tried to march across the bridge, it started with 250 people. They turned them away. The next day, he came back with 5,000 people. turned him away. The next day, he came back with 45,000 people. See what I'm saying? We got to feel it and touch it and see it and taste it, and the masses will get behind. But see, as far as, like, I consider myself a leader because I speak out. When I don't feel something is right, I speak out. Like somebody posted on Facebook today about the girl from Florida who tried to use the Stand Your Ground law and got 20 years. Yeah, I felt we should have been outraged about that because her husband was beating her. She got a gun, and she shot in the air for him to get back, and she got 20 years.
Wow.
You know, I feel we should have been outraged at that. We should have been marching in the street for that. That's our sister.
You know,
that's somebody's mama.
Just recently, there was a video, just a few days ago, there was a video, and I'm sure you saw it, Terrence, about a black man and his dog, right? Did you see
that?
Yeah,
I saw that video. I saw that video.
Deacon, I don't know if you did, but it was a black man walking his dog, okay? Walking his dog.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you sit there and tell me, for the listeners who don't know about it, there's a video on YouTube. This black man is walking his dog. Two white beat cops are walking
called,
his dog.
It's called Police Shoots Man Dog, if you want to look at it.
Good. Look at that one, where this guy was the cops were in the opposite direction. This man was in a corner, said something, turned around in an opposite direction, put his dog in his car, was getting ready to go in the car. The police turned around to come and confront him because he had something smart to say, and they arrested him. The dog didn't like
that. But see, Katie, that's like you said a few days ago, when you have to tell your son how to act around police. We all know it's two sets of laws in America. We all know that. We all know. Let's not be blind. Let's call a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? Because I watch cops, and I watch guys cuss the cops out all day long, and the cops still call them sir.
Yeah.
I've never seen, you know, that doesn't happen in the neighborhood. We all know that. You know what I mean? And that's the same point that I was trying to get to about Obama. That's the point I was trying to get to about Obama, because we all know black people that rob from black people and won't rob, you know, no other race. We all know black people who don't even associate with black people, racist against their own kind. We all know those people. So just because our president is black, let's not fall stupid, because he's not doing nothing to help us as a people. I feel, you know, I feel he got a chance to, you know, really do something or say something, at least say something. You know, and he won't. He's just carrying on the Bush agenda. You know, it's a video I posted on my Facebook page that. Brother Deacon, I want you to hit me up on my Facebook page, Terrence Thompson, so we can connect and try to work things out amongst the brothers.
Yeah.
You know, we get the brothers together, we very powerful.
Terrence, I have 2 minutes left. I want to give the mic back to Deacon for a minute. What were you saying, Deacon William?
Wow, I lost my frame of thought.
sorry about that, brother.
Oh, my goodness. Well, go ahead, Katie. It'll come back to me. I'll get it together.
There's one thing that I do want to say about something you said earlier, Terrence. When you said that you told your kids that God comes first, that is what we are mandated to follow anyway. Because your children, your spouse, your wife, they're all gifts from God. And he's jealous, so he can take them away at any point. Now, I'm going to go take a little break. Deacon, recollect your thoughts, okay? I'm going to play.
Okay.
I will be all right. And we need a little inspiration at this point after all of this. I'll be back in 4 minutes, okay?
All right.
Okay.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
Feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've laid on. tell me, Mr. Refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say,
sing the rain.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. We are in the middle of a very, very passionate discussion about whether or not those social medias are becoming gateways to, open gateways to inflammatory racism and hatred. We have noticed that there were several Facebook pages that were posted and displayed based on disrespecting Trayvon Martin's death. And what took place was we all got together and we tried to post some letters of protest to Mark Zuckerberg and company staff, whoever's in charge. And the first time we got told that it definitely violated some community standards. The second time and third and fourth and fifth time, we got told that there was absolutely nothing wrong with the new pages that were brought up and that it did not violate community standards. So as we are standing here now, we are saying that perhaps Facebook, MySpace, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, all of these social media outlets have an obligation to raise their standards to avoid such offensive things being put out there. Now, I am going to bring our panelists back in to have final words because we are down to 6 minutes in the show. And as much as I appreciate our input, I don't want to go over time and lose out on anything. So just give me 2 seconds and let me bring them back in one at a time. Hi, welcome back. You on the air?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Right. Final thoughts on the situation?
Okay, my final thought, I'm going to make it short and sweet. There was a comment made about the Facebook being the work of the devil. Okay, let's make it very clear. The devil has no power. He is here on this earth, and he's allowed to go to and fro only because God allows him to. You know, only that God allows him to. And there's only so much that he can do. So we have all the power, and we have to start waking up to that and realizing that. And let us not. And you know, it used to trouble me a lot of times when I used to say, "Well, the devil made me do it." The devil can't make you do nothing because he does not have that type of power. The devil can't be in all places at one time. A lot of people saying the devil this, the devil that. Stop giving the devil all that credit because he doesn't deserve any of it, any of it. The only person that's in control of what you do is you. Because God has blessed us to be a free will people, and we are his people. We don't belong to the devil.
Indeed.
And that's totally nonsense if we think that yes, the Facebook has some bad qualities and some good qualities. We need to take those. Don't focus on the bad qualities of it. Let's take the good qualities and use it to our advantage. And that's all I have to say.
Well, I appreciate your input, and I'm going to bring in our other panelists to have their final words before I log off tonight. 1 second. Hi, Terrence, you're back on?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to speak up, hon.
Okay, that was very powerful, brother. That was very powerful. I like that. Okay, and all I want to do is just, again, speak to the young listeners. Please. No, I've been watching this trial, and it's not going good. I mean, the prosecutor should be fired, rehired, and fired again because it's madness. You know what I mean? So I just want to reiterate to the young listeners, please, get on your computer, talk to your local congressman, whoever, you know, get their information and, you know, tell your friends and hit them up 1,000 times. But do not, please do not go in the streets riding. It's not going to do any good. It's not going to get anything solved. If you get on that computer like you do when you want some new Jordans or you want to check out a YouTube fight or whatever, get on your computer and get your friends together and you all call the congressman.
Your local councilman, your mayor, all of them.
Get the auto, do the auto thing where you just push a button and it sends the message again and again and again and again. You know, that helps.
Absolutely, Terrence, and thank you very much, gentlemen, for being here. Thank you, Sherry Adams, for being in on it as well. Thanks all you listeners that are out there by live stream and on the line. I thank you very much. I do have to do a send-off tonight, guys, so thank you for coming in. And let me say my final remarks to the listeners, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Katie.
God bless
you,
Katie.
Thank you very much.
Hit me up, Deacon.
All right, sure will.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you. I want to reiterate that we now have 6,068 listeners. You guys have been coming in over the weekend. You've been listening in on the holidays. And we all feel very, very fortunate and blessed that we are reaching so many of you. And we want to thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for your listenership. And thank you for feeling touched by what we are doing. So now, with regards to what was being said tonight, call your local congressman, your local politicians. Get out there and use your voice, not your fists and not your weapons. Use your voice. March if you have to. Copy and paste the same message to different people 90,000 times if you have to. But make a difference and fight this garbage, because we are not. We are absolutely not for sale. Our integrity is not for sale. So until then, be blessed, be a blessing, and I will see you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Have a good night.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.